The Guardian.
Well, I'm about 5 kilometres outside Gori, and I'm looking across a sort of yellow field with plumes of black burning smoke sort of soaring into a white sky. Things are moving rather fast here. What happened this morning, according to eyewitnesses I've spoken to, is that Russian tanks advanced from their kind of, you know, their sort of Russian-controlled enclave of South Ossetia towards Gori, passing several sort of villages basically in Georgia en route. They're now in Gori as I speak. I just spoke to someone who said that he stopped off at the side of the road and saw a soldier and asked him in Georgian for a light, and the man replied in Russian, and it turned out he was a Russian soldier. What the Russians appear to be doing is systematically destroying Georgia's military bases in Gori, just basically wrecking them and burning them and raising them to the ground. But far more alarmingly, what's going on in the villages immediately to the north of Gori is that, according to eyewitnesses, a group of sort of Russian irregulars made up of what people say are Ossetians, Chechens, and Cossacks are pillaging and burning. So the Russian tanks came in this morning, according to people I've spoken to, asked the residents to hang white flags above their houses. The tanks then pulled out, and then these kind of irregulars arrived. I talked to one person who said that 3 people had been shot dead this morning in the village of Tikhovyavy. The village I'm looking at now, Karoleti, is burning, and there's a mood here of panic. There are people basically fleeing, crammed into vehicles, heading for Tbilisi. They've left everything behind. And also a mood of real bitterness because, you know, they said that, they told me, well, we stayed put because President Medvedev said there was a ceasefire. There is no ceasefire at the moment. As I speak, Russians are in Gori. These villages are burning. And there are also reports that young boys and girls from the Georgian side are being taken away by these kind of Russian militia taken back to South Ossetia. So it's a very grim and confusing situation, but there is no peace here whatsoever.
And clearly this seems to be in breach of the EU-brokered peace deal.
Well, from where I'm standing, looking at these burning villages, the EU peace deal is something of a bad joke. You know, I mean, you can't have a peace deal when there are, you know, Russian tanks in Gori, and when the other thing is, of course, is people are being carjacked. Lots of stories of people having their cars stolen. Sky TV crew lost their car at gunpoint. You know, the media is very ugly and very volatile. And, you know, paradoxically, I think even more dangerous today than it was yesterday.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.